But he had to leave.
Yes.
And they left.
Mom loses her live-in sitters.
Who was taking care of your daughter?
60% of the time, my parents, 40% Montana.
Is that right?
No. The majority of the time, we did have her.
After fed-up roommates pack it in.
Where was your boyfriend?
He lived with his mother.
But staying with you?
No.
He would usually work nights and come over in the morning and just hang out all day.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Brianna Clark is suing her former roommates, Montana Ho and Patrick Parisi, for unpaid rent, security deposit, and utility bills.
Order. All rise. This is case number 230 on the calendar in the matter of Clark versus Hull Parise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parise has been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Clark, according to your complaint, you've known both of the defendants for quite a long time. There came a time when the four of you decided to rent an apartment together. You, the two fellows, and you were moving in with your daughter.
Yes.
And they were on the lease as well as you were on the lease.
Yes.
Now, I want you to pay very careful attention to what I'm going to ask you now. You moved into the apartment and signed the lease with the defendants when?
March 8th, 2014.
And in the month of March, who was taking care of your daughter? Don't look over there. In the month of March, make sure I have the answer.
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed. In the month of March, who was taking care of your daughter when you were working?
60% of the time, my parents watch her and is either at the...
Not watch her. I said in March 2014, who was taking care of your daughter?
I took care of her.
Not when you're working. I'm going to get an answer.
Yes.
In March 2014, who was taking care of your daughter?
60% of the time, my parents, 40% Montana.
40%?
Montana.
I'm Montana.
And in February of 2014, who took care of your daughter?
The same, 60%. My parents.
That's an easy number for you to come up with. How do you get to 60%? You work 6 days a week?
I work 3 days a week.
So how many days a week was the defendant taking care of your daughter, and how many days a week was your mother taking care of your daughter?
It varied. Some days it would just switch off every week, but majority of the time I would just take her to her grandparents' house.
Is that right?
No. The majority of the time we did have her. If there was a discrepancy between us being able to provide for her or not, then that was the second option, would be to go to the grandparents.
Okay, this is what your lawsuit is about. There was some sort of a disagreement after you signed your lease. The defendants left. They say they left because the boyfriend was hanging around there all the time. Mr. Hull says since he was really, he felt, doing a parenting job with your daughter while he was taking care of her while you were working, he didn't appreciate the boyfriend just hanging around all day when he wasn't working. And he didn't think it was a good idea anyway because the boyfriend is not the child's father, is that right? Anyway, you had disagreement about it, and certainly that is an unhealthy situation. You have a boyfriend, and your two roommates, at least one of them, doesn't like the boyfriend. That's not healthy. So somebody had to leave, right?
Yes.
And they left. And what you want from them is their rent.
Yes.
They say that the agreement was, in exchange for them taking care of your daughter, that was going to partially cover rent. Now, when you moved in, Ms. Clark, where was Mr. Hull working?
He was unemployed.
And where was Mr. Parisi working?
Unemployed.
So the two of them were not working?
Yes.
How were they supporting themselves?
Montana was in the process of starting a business, and they were beginning to start building their clients, so they were sometimes have work and sometimes not have work.
And you knew that?
Yes.
And so the arrangement was, since they were home trying to start their business, they were going to take care of your daughter while you went to work?
No.
No. Is that the way it sort of worked out?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
It's just things change so often, so it's hard to say.
What do you mean it changed so often?
Just like our agreements on certain things, it just changed over time.
Explain it to me, because I'm not getting a legitimate answer from her.
Yeah, can you kind of...
That I believe.
Can you ask the question again, because I don't really understand.
I'd like you to tell me how it changed. Let's talk about when you moved into the apartment.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a house we decided to move into. We decided to get a bigger place because we did have a child. I'm not the biological father, but we did want her to have her own room. So we basically got a bigger house so we could provide that for her. After we did that, I got laid off, and so I was on unemployment. And that's kind of how I was providing. And then I was able to have the opportunity to start my own business, and I did. And that's how I provide for myself now. But at that time, I was in a transition period from starting my business. So I asked Brianna if she could just loan me the money if we did move in together, because we were supposed to move in together about 3 months before that, but she wasn't ready at that time. So my foster parents even offered to loan her the money so it wasn't being a burden on them as far as me being there at their house. So they offered to loan Brianna the money to move out. Unfortunately, after living...
There's too much information there. I want you to get to the point when you did, in fact, move into the house. You weren't working. That's what you said.
Correct. I think at the beginning, that's that transition period. So I just started before I moved in. I just started.
So you said you used the word loan. You said, I asked Brianna if she could loan us the money. Mm-hmm. Did she loan you the money?
Well, the money was never in between our hands. She just dealt with it. So yes, the money, she did loan me the money, but I never touched the money.
Loaned you the money for what?
To pay for the first month's rent and the deposit.
Did you ever pay her back?
I paid her $200 the day I moved out on the 21st for the first month's worth of rent. And then that's all I paid her.
And how much do you still owe her?
Nothing.
Why?
Because when I moved out, originally Brianna had put the 30-day notice in stating that she didn't want to live there. The next day, my landlord called me and said, hey, what are you guys going to do? Would you guys like to work something out, or would you guys like to put in your 30-day notice as well? We decided at that point to put in our 30-day notice as well. I guess she canceled her 30-day notice, and when we got ours, we moved out.
But you said when you moved in, the first month you didn't have a piece of security deposit and the first month's rent. How much was that altogether?
$2,350, the total. For the first month rent and the deposit.
For all of you?
For all of us, correct.
Oh, and you were going to divide this in thirds, correct?
No, it was actually going to be split in half.
Because I have a child, so I had the additional room, so I only halved it.
Oh, so it's $2,350 is what you paid when you moved in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Divided by two equals $1,175. And you gave her $200.
$200, correct.
Minus $200.
Give me $100.
Well, my calculator says then you still owe her $975.
Well, I don't owe her the money. The reason why I don't feel like I do is because I did move out.
When did you move out? You moved in March?
Yeah, I moved out in March, April, May 21st.
Well, then you owe her the money. Did you pay rent?
Yes, I did.
How much?
Well, the way it worked with our landlord is she charged us the full month's worth of rent for the first month, and then the second month we paid a prorated rate for the first month. So I paid that because I was still getting unemployment, I think, at that time, I believe, or I had money left over.
Did you pay rent in April?
March, April. Yes, ma'am, I did.
All of it?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you?
We're together.
We're together. So you paid April.
Yes, ma'am.
What about May?
April. May? No, we did not pay May.
Why?
Because there was a problem that happened in the household. There was a, I don't know if you, do you care to hear about the issue?
Well, I don't know. Tell me and then I'll let you know.
So our daughter that we shared together, however you want to say it, we had our own separate piggy bank that we had for her, and then Brianna also had her own piggy bank as well. There was an issue, I guess, of change missing, less than $10 worth of change. Brianna texted me and said, hey, there's $10 missing worth of change. You know, it's missing, basically accusing me of taking the money. And of course, I was obviously irritated and fumed by that because I provide for her, I buy her, I spent $200 at least that month on her alone. So $10 of change wouldn't really make a difference. So we got an argument about that, and that's kind of what made us drift apart, and that's how everything evolved to where I guess it is.
What does that have to do with not paying your rent?
Because, okay, so when that happened, Brianna said that, okay, obviously we can't live together, and I agreed. So she agreed that if we moved out as soon as I got my direct deposit, that as soon as we moved out, we didn't have to pay any rent for that month.
No, but you lived there the month of May.
Correct. I completely understand that.
But well, then what it was the rent that you didn't pay for May?
I didn't pay anything. Yeah, $475.
$475.
Correct.
The total was $950. His half was $475.
Fine. So he owes you $975 plus $475. That's May. Did you pay in June?
I didn't live there in June.
You didn't?
No, ma'am.
Great. $1,440. What could be easier? Right?
Yes.
Anything else you want?
There was never an agreement to pay for child care.
$1,440. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's okay. All. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Leadall versus Sylvain Decker. Step forward.
James Leadall is suing his ex-girlfriend, Stacy Decker, and storage facility owner, John Sylvain, for selling his RV and boat while he was in jail.
Mr. Leadall, you and Miss Decker were a couple for about 15 years.
That's correct.
And then while you were a couple, you stored some items in a storage facility that's owned by Mr. Sylvain?
Yes, ma'am.
You stored an old RV and an old jet boat.
And all my personal possessions. Justice,
those are the two things that were in there of any value. I don't care about your personal possessions. And you stored the things with him in January of 2014. And according to you, and it's not disputed, you paid him for 2 months, January and February.
That's correct.
But in January, you were arrested and sadly became incarcerated for the next 6 months.
Correct.
And you did not pay the storage facility after January.
February was paid for.
Right, but you did not pay after you paid him the initial payment for the 2 months,
no.
January and February.
That's correct.
So March, April, May, and June, you didn't pay him.
Right.
Your girlfriend, who in January was still your girlfriend, went to the facility at some point because were you living together before he went to jail?
Not right before we went, no.
In what month and year was the last time you lived together?
It was a year before that.
Okay. Then you had your own place and he had his own place.
I moved back home with my mom.
All right. You don't have children together, do you?
No.
But you remained in connection.
Mm-hmm.
And according to you, you went to the storage facility because you knew that he had only paid January and February.
Right.
And according to you, under his direction, because he said to sell the stuff, you sold the old RV and the other thing, and I think you say you got something like $1,800 for both.
Total, yes.
Okay. And what did you do with that money?
Spent it.
On what?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did not tell him to sell my boat.
I kept every letter he ever wrote me.
I received that letter in March.
This isn't a letter you received, sir. This is a letter that you sent to her.
And later today.
I was unable to provide roof over my child's head, so I let the insurance lapse in order to do that.
It's still your responsibility to keep it insured because they're not going to attach your wages. And I have a feeling that you don't care about your credit.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Liedahl says, ex-girlfriend Stacy Decker sold his RV and boat while he was in jail. Stacy claims James told her to do so.
Now, what did you do with that money?
I put money on his books for jail.
How much money did you put on his books?
Just a couple hundred, maybe $400 total.
Okay. And what else did you spend it on?
Paid my car insurance, just bills.
What about his bills?
Well, he didn't have any. He was in jail.
Okay, so $1,800, mm-hmm. And according to you, you put $400 on his books. Mm-hmm. So did he give you permission to use the remainder of the money for yourself?
In a roundabout way, yes, he did.
Well, explain that to me, roundabout. Roundabout doesn't a contract make.
Well, I have a letter from him saying that I could do whatever I wanted with the money. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'd like to see that letter.
It's at the very top, right there, that paper.
You refer to her as your wife?
Yeah, I thought pretty much I never.
That's the way, I'm just asking you, that's the way you start your letter.
I don't know what that letter says. It's,
you refer to her as your wife?
No, I don't.
Well, in this letter you did, I'm comparing the writing on here with your writing. This is a letter you wrote.
She is not my wife.
Oh, my wife. So, blank the boat. If you need the money, Merry Christmas, I love you. And your mother didn't come to visit you?
Yes, my mother did.
Eventually?
No, my mom's the one. She used to see me regularly.
Did she come to see you? Did she come to see you? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
How many times did she come to see you?
3 times.
What months?
The first part of January and middle of February. That's the last time I seen her.
And what happened in February?
She disappeared. I didn't get any letters from her. No letters. She didn't come see me or anything at all.
Do you have any letters from him after February?
Not with me, Your Honor, but I did go and see him until Easter. Easter was the last day I went to the jail to go and see him. So that was in, April?
You told her to sell the boat if she needed the money.
I didn't. That's
what?
That's not correct. I did not tell her to sell my boat. No, that's.
I kept every letter he ever wrote me.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell her to sell my belongings.
Yeah, you did.
On that letter, was written in March. I received that letter in March.
This isn't a letter you received, sir. This is a letter that you sent to her.
Right. But I mean, I didn't get notice that my stuff had gone until March.
Who cares? And you said Merry Christmas. So it was clear that you were telling her if you need money, sell the boat, Merry Christmas, even though you didn't go to jail until after Christmas.
Right.
And by the way, I don't know what you involved him for. What did you expect him to do with your junk after your rent expired?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
In what month was the car flooded out?
October 31st, 2013.
So is what you're telling me that the insurance lapsed the same month that the car was flooded?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Liedahl says, ex-girlfriend Stacy Decker sold his RV and boat while he was in jail. Stacy claims James told her to do so.
Now, let's say instead of renting a storage space, sir, you stop paying rent on your apartment. Do you expect the landlord to hold it for you?
Send notes to my address that I'm late on my rent, and my mother would gladly pay for my rent.
Just a second. That's not his responsibility. It's your responsibility. Tell your mother to go pay who you didn't come to visit you right away, to go pay for the storage facility if it was important to you. Who were you living with?
My mother.
So she was living with her mother and you were living with your mother. Terrific. I can't help you, Mr. Liedahl. You told her to have the boat? That's exactly what she did. Goodbye.
Excuse me, step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Damer versus Poling. Step forward.
Dennis Damer is suing his former son-in-law, Justin Poling, for a loan to buy a car.
Mr. Damer, the defendant is your former son-in-law. He
yes,
and your daughter share a child. He has primary physical custody of the child. So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you legally divorced?
Yes, Your Honor.
When were you divorced?
July of 2009.
And how long have you had primary custody of your daughter?
The final paperwork was signed February 2012.
Now, during the time that they were separated, he worked for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And he needed a car. You financed a car for him.
Well, Your Honor, basically what it was, I didn't really finance, I would say. It was, he had been working with me for a while and they had joint custody. And once he actually got, I co-signed.
Car.
Yes, ma'am.
You co-signed on a car?
Mm-hmm.
And both of your names were on the title?
Yes, ma'am.
But the agreement was that Mr. Poling was going to make the payments, take care of the insurance, because for all intents and purposes, it was his car.
Yes,
so far, correct, Mr. Poling?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Well, then, at some point, Mr. Poling, you quit your job.
Correct.
So you were no longer working for Mr. Damer, but you continued to make, for some time, payments on the car.
Correct.
For about how long?
Last payment I made was January of 2014.
And I assume that the car remained, as it should have remained, insured.
No, Your Honor, the insurance lapsed in October of 2013. I was unable to provide roof over my child's head, so I let the insurance lapse in order to do that, because my brother was living with me and couldn't afford his half of the rent.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Poling. Then that would be your fault.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, at some point, the car was flooded out.
Yes, Your Honor.
In what month and year was the car flooded out?
It was October 31st, 2013.
So is what you're telling me that the insurance lapsed the same month that the car was flooded?
Yes, Your Honor, at the beginning of that month.
You have any proof of that?
No, Your Honor, I don't need to bring that with me.
What happened after the car was flooded, sir?
Prior to that, I had asked Mr. Damer to come pick up the car because I had
What happened
him.
To the car?
It was taken to his property and dropped on his property.
By whom?
By a tow company, Elite Towing.
And where is the car now?
It's still in the same exact spot that it was dropped off.
How much is owed on the car?
$13,500.
I've got paperwork right here that says the balance is $12,479.11.
Who's supposed to pay that?
Me, Your Honor.
Right. Because you didn't have the insurance, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you agree that's your responsibility.
I asked him to come pick it up in September, and he hadn't come and picked it up yet, so...
So you have to keep it insured until he comes to pick it up.
I didn't have the financial stability to maintain that. That's why I'd asked him to come pick up the vehicle.
Well, that may be okay. It was still your responsibility to keep it insured, because they're not going to attach your wages. And I have a feeling that you don't care about your credit. He does. And if the payout on the car is $12,000, the court limit for me is $5,000. There's still a whole chunk of money there because you didn't maintain the insurance on the car. Anything else? No. Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The four of you signed the lease. Why did you move out of the house?
I was pregnant at the time. Amanda and Todd said they would help me out, and they never did.
We didn't make you pregnant.
Next, Judge Judy.
I don't feel I owe this man a dime. He accidentally co-signed on the vehicle for me, and he told me I could return it to him at any time, that I felt I couldn't make payments.
Well, actually, what he just said about it, if he can't afford the car me and I'll take responsibility, that's pretty crazy.
I hope that we can move past this and they can have a relationship with their granddaughter as well.
I guess we do get a relationship with the granddaughter again.
Maintain financial responsibility on my vehicle.
Thanks, Close. Yes, sir.